Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something a lot of people might have heard of, maybe even seen ganglion cysts of the wrist. We really want to break down what they are, you know, give you the key info without the jargon, make it useful.
That's the plan.
And the information we're digging into today is from orthoeducation.com, specifically their hand education section. It's a great resource, free, peer-reviewed, really solid stuff designed for patients to understand musculoskeletal conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, muscles, bones, joints.
Yeah, the things that let you move.
Exactly. Now, just the standard reminder. This is all for general education. If you've got a specific health concern, definitely talk to a proper healthcare professional.
Absolutely essential.
Okay, so these ganglion cysts, they seem to just sort of appear on the wrist sometimes.
Yeah.
How common is this, really? Uh-huh. And what is it?
Well, okay, so a ganglion cyst is basically a small lump. It's not cancer or anything like that. And yeah, you most often see them near joints or tendons, especially, like you said, on the back of the wrist. That's the classic spot. And inside, it's filled with this thick, almost jelly-like fluid. They're pretty variable, too. Sometimes they pop up suddenly. Sometimes they grow really slowly. And interestingly, they can actually just go away on their own sometimes.
Really? Just disappear?
Yeah, it happens. The body can sometimes just reabsorb them.
Huh. So it's not just random then, or are some people more likely to get them?
It seems not entirely random, no. We definitely see them more in young adults.
Yeah.
And they seem to be a bit more common in women than in men.
Okay.
And here's a key thing. People who use their wrists a lot with repetitive motions, they seem to be at higher risk.
Like who?
Think about gymnasts doing lots of weight bearing on their hands, or, you know, someone typing all day, maybe certain kinds of manual labor. It seems like that repetitive stress, or maybe even tiny little injuries to the wrist joint over time, might play a role. It sort of irritates the area, potentially leading to a cyst.
Okay, so it's less about one big injury and more about that constant, maybe low-level stress.
Exactly. The sort of wear and tear of daily life for some people.
That makes sense. So what's actually happening inside the wrist then? Why does this fluid build up?
Right. So deep down, it's about the joint fluid, specifically something called synovial fluid. You see, our joints and the sheaths around some tendons are lined with this special tissue called the synovial membrane.
Okay.
And its job is to produce synovial fluid. It's like, well, it's like the body's natural lubricant. It helps everything move smoothly, reduces friction.
Got it. Like oil for the joints.
Precisely. But sometimes, maybe because of that stress or irritation we mentioned, or perhaps some underlying inflammation, the body just starts making too much of this fluid. And if it makes too much, that extra fluid has to go somewhere. It can sort of push out from the joint or tendon sheath and form this little pouch or sac. And that sac filled with the excess fluid is the ganglion cyst.
So it's like a little blowout of this natural lubricant.
That's a pretty good way to think about it, yeah. A little bulge where the fluid has collected.
We keep saying the back of the wrist, but they show up anywhere else? And, importantly, is this fluid collection dangerous?
Good questions. Yes. While the back of the wrist is definitely number one, they can appear on the front, the palm side of the wrist too, and less commonly you might see them near other joints, like an ankle or even on the foot.
Okay.
And as for being dangerous, no, the cyst itself isn't harmful. It's benign. It won't spread or turn into cancer.
That's reassuring.
But
yeah.
That doesn't mean it can't cause problems. Depending on exactly where it is and how big it gets, it can be uncomfortable. If it starts pressing on a nearby nerve, for example, that can cause pain, tingling, or maybe some muscle weakness. Or it might just get in the way and limit how well you can move your wrist.
Right. So the lump itself isn't the danger, but its location and size can cause symptoms.
Exactly that. It's about the mechanical effect it has.
So if someone finds a lump and thinks, maybe this is a ganglion cyst, what happens next? How does a doctor figure it out for sure?
Well, the first step is usually a doctor examining your wrist. They'll take a look, feel the lump. A typical ganglion cyst feels pretty smooth, often round or oval-shaped. It might feel a bit soft or sometimes quite firm, and you can usually move it slightly under the skin.
Okay.
They'll also ask about your symptoms. Does it hurt? When did you notice it? Does it change size? Does it affect your wrist movement?
Okay.
As we said, many are actually painless, but if there is pain or it's limiting your activities, that's important information.
I read something about shining a light through it. Transillumination, what's that about?
Ah, yes, transillumination. It's a simple but pretty neat diagnostic trick. The doctor takes a small pen light, dims the room lights, and shines the light right against the lump.
Mm.
Because a ganglion cyst is filled with that clear jelly-like fluid, the light will often pass right through it. The lump will sort of glow. If it transilluminates like that, it strongly suggests it's a fluid-filled cyst and not a solid mass, which points towards it being a ganglion.
Clever. Are other tests ever needed? Like scans?
Sometimes. If the diagnosis isn't totally clear just from the exam and transillumination, or if the doctor wants to rule out other possibilities like issues with the bone or tendons, they might order imaging. An ultrasound is very good at showing fluid-filled structures, or sometimes an MRI might be used for a more detailed look at the wrist and the cyst's connection. It's sort of stalk going back to the joint or tendon.
Okay, so examination, maybe shining a light, possibly scans. Once it's confirmed, what about treatment? Do you always have to do something about it?
That's a key point. Absolutely not always. In fact, for many ganglion cysts, if they aren't causing any pain or limiting your function, the recommended approach is often just observation.
Just wait and see.
Exactly. Wait and see. Remember, some of them go away on their own. So if it's not bothering you, there's often no need to rush into treatment.
But what if it is bothering you?
Yeah.
What are the non-surgical options?
Right. If it's causing pain or getting in the way, then we look at options. Non-surgically, one common thing is to try a wrist brace or splint. The idea is to immobilize the wrist somewhat, give it a rest, which might reduce the irritation and potentially help the swelling go down.
Okay, resting the wrist makes sense. What else?
Another option is called aspiration. This is where the doctor uses a needle and syringe to draw out the fluid from the cyst.
Draining it, basically.
Yep, draining it. It can provide pretty immediate relief from the pressure and reduce the size of the lump.
Sounds good, but does it last?
Well, that's the catch with aspiration. It often provides only temporary relief because you're just removing the fluid, but you're not dealing with the underlying sac or the connection that root back to the joint or tendon sheath where the fluid is coming from.
So the fluid can just build back up again.
It very often does, yes. The recurrence rate after aspiration alone is quite high. It's something patients need to be aware of.
Right. So if bracing doesn't work and aspiration is often temporary, when does surgery enter the picture?
Surgery, which is called an excision, is usually considered if the cyst is causing persistent pain that doesn't respond to other measures, or if it's significantly limiting your wrist movement, affecting your daily activities or work, or if it keeps coming back after being aspirated multiple times.
And what does the surgery actually do?
The goal of the surgery is to remove the entire cyst sac and that stalk or connection point where it arises from the joint capsule or tendon sheath. By removing the root, the idea is to significantly lower the chance of the fluid collecting again and the cyst coming back.
So it's more about getting rid of the source.
Precisely. It's generally done as an outpatient procedure, so you usually go home the same day.
Okay. And after surgery, or even if someone just managed it non-surgically, what's the recovery like? What's the long-term outlook?
Well, after surgery, recovery typically involves maybe a few weeks. You might wear a splint or brace for a period afterward. And sometimes hand therapy is recommended to help regain full motion and strength in the wrist.
And long term, are they usually gone for good?
The long term outlook is generally really positive. Like we've said, many people never even need treatment. And for those who do, whether it's non-surgical or surgical, the results are often very good. Pain is relieved, function improves.
But is there still a chance it could come back, even after surgery?
There is, yes. Even with surgery trying to remove the root, there's still a small possibility that a ganglion cyst can recur. It's less likely than after aspiration, but it can happen. So, you know, it's good to be aware of that, taking care of your wrists, maybe being mindful of those repetitive strain activities if they seem to be a trigger for you, and just getting things checked out by a doctor if you notice a new lump or if symptoms come back. Those are all sensible steps.
So we've covered quite a bit there, what these cysts are, why they might form, how doctors figure them out, and the different ways to approach them, from watching and waiting to surgery.
Yeah, it's quite a journey for such a seemingly simple lump.
It really is. And it's fascinating how often the body can just sort itself out, isn't it?
Yeah.
It goes against our instincts sometimes to just jump in and do something.
It certainly does. Sometimes observation is the best medicine.
And just a reminder, all the detailed info we've been discussing comes from Ortho Education. That's www.orthoeducation.com. A really clear, patient-focused resource.
Definitely worth checking out if you want to read more.
Absolutely. And I think this whole conversation really highlights something important, doesn't it? Understanding even these relatively common conditions like a ganglion cyst, it just empowers you, right?
Yeah.
It helps you know when maybe it's okay to just keep an eye on things. And when it's actually time to seek that professional advice.
Well said. Knowledge is definitely power when it comes to your health.
It shows how our bodies work in sometimes unexpected ways, and maybe gives us a little nudge to think about how our daily habits might be affecting us physically, even in small ways.
Those microstresses add up.
They certainly can.
Yeah.
Okay, final reminder, everyone. This deep dive was for educational purposes. For personal medical advice, or if you have health concerns, please, please consult a trained healthcare professional.
Couldn't agree more.